Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First, from my lucky dip today, comes from Alessandra, who says, do you have any tips on how to deal with seasonal changes to your colouring affecting your clothes? My hair is darker and my skin paler in the cool months, and it gives me a higher contrast, but my hair lightens and skin tans easily in the warmer months, give me a lower contrast. That is your answer. You just have to have, we'll be putting together your outfits more differently in summer to winter. So you'll find in winter, you'll be wanting to wear higher contrasts, and in summer, lower contrasts, and probably slightly lighter colours as well, rather than the darker colours that you might go for in winter. So you'll find that both your ideal value, so that's how overall dark or light your outfit is, will change summer to winter. So in summer, it's going to be lighter to match your lighter hair. In winter, it will be darker to match your darker hair. And then your value contrast will be higher in winter, so you'll be wearing a higher value contrast versus in summer, it will be a bit lower. And you might even find that your tan makes your skin appear more coloured, or maybe with as your hair kind of naturally bleaches, maybe it gets more colour, and it might actually also up your colour contrast. I don't know that. But they are some things to think about. It's just adjusting your winter and summer wardrobes and actually having a different way of dressing summer to winter. So that is something to think about there, Alessandra. Next question comes from Charlene. What is a pastel? This is a very interesting question because we assume that any light colour is a pastel, and it's not. Pastels are really made by adding a lot of white to a colour. So if we think about pastels, I'm not sure what swatches I've got here, if there's anything pastel, exotic, spicy, and serene. No, I don't actually have anything that's pastel here. So even though you may look at the colours in this serene swatch and think they're pastel, they're not really pastel because they're made adding grey rather than adding white. And so when we're thinking about pastels, we are really thinking about colours with a lot of white added to them rather than grey added to them. So even if you have a deeper swatch, say an enigmatic or an exotic, your light colours are not pastels. They're smoky colours, they're toned colours. So rather than being true pastels, pastels generally have a lot of white in them, so you need fairly fair colouring to wear them. But particularly if you have darker colouring but fairer skin, which many people do, there's a lot of kind of dark skin or dark hair, light skin people in the world, you still need light colours to wear with your dark colours as well to give you some value contrast. So this is why you have some lighter colours, but they're not actually pastel colours. But you'll find that the light colours don't work as well for an all-over outfit because they are not dark enough, but they're good for adding that contrast in. They're for putting with something instead of just wearing alone. And so it's always important that even though you may have, you've got this range of colours in your swatch, not all of them, this is generic and you're an individual, not all of them are going to be your best colours, of course, because you're an individual, and how you put them together is also going to come down to you and your individual value contrast, colour contrast, an ideal value. So all those things, of course, will come into this equation. So it's really just thinking about how do I put my colours together? What are my best colours? What proportions I have of different colours? And all those like little things that I've talked about on the blog about, you know, the ratio of different colours, your ideal value, value contrast, colour contrast. So if you're not sure what they are, please do head over to the blog, insideoutstyleblog.com, and just put a little search in the search bar about, you know, wearing colour or just what is ideal value, all those sorts of things. And you will find posts about them. And of course, I cover them in much more depth and detail in my 7 Steps to Style program as well, because, you know, they are quite complex subjects, and they make a massive difference to how you appear as a whole with your colours and your whole outfits. Last question comes from Lynn. I have a statement necklace. It's a big pendant. Which part of it should be at my balance point? Is it where the cord attaches, or the middle of the pendant, or the bottom of the pendant? I generally say it's probably somewhere around the middle of the pendant. You kind of want the balance point, which is the length of your face down, the same length down, that if you're going to wear something or where your neckline would be. So if it was a neckline, that's kind of on that balance point there. If it was a pendant, I'd probably want to have the main part of the pendant sitting at that balance point. Or certainly if the pendant has a feature, this is the thing is there can be all sorts of stuff. And look, and I have some really large pendants and they actually go all the way between my top and my bottom balance point. So they basically start at the top one and finish at the bottom one. So that, if it's a very large statement necklace, it may do that. So I'd be looking for that kind of starting at the top and ending at the bottom. That could be something you could think about. Depends on the size of the pendant, but otherwise I'd say more of the middle of the pendant sits at that balance point. With the top balance point, so if it's on a high balance point, I would say generally more of the top of the pendant would sit there, because otherwise with a high balance point, we can look choked very easily. So if you're going to sit it on the high balance point, probably you want the top of the pendant at that high balance point. It is one of those things I always recommend. Try it at different heights, take photos, see which you like the best, because in the end, you're a unique individual. These are just guidelines to help you find where to put things. But in the end, it's that little bit of personal tweaking that makes all the difference to about how it overall looks. So I would say, you know, do a little personal tweaking. This is why, like, try it a little higher, try it a little higher. If you've got like an extended chain on a necklace, I just like go, I'm going to try it at the very tightest, in the middle, down the bottom, and then, you know, take photos and see which you like the best. Or even just have a look in the mirror, because quite often you go, oh no, that's too long, that's too short. And I do that all the time when I'm putting my necklaces on, that I'll sometimes go, no. And it can also depend on the other necklines and bits and pieces that it's going with as well. About sometimes you go, no, it needs to be a little bit shorter for this necklace or this neckline, or it could be a little bit lower for that one, depending on what it is going with. Hopefully they all help you. So balance points too, if you want to know about them, they're really useful. It's a useful tool to help you find where to end necklines and where to put jewelry. If you just do a quick search on the blog for balance points, you will find pictures and information about those as well. Well, thank you so much for watching and being here, and I will be back again with more of your questions soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.